This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. For that, we're very thankful for you. Great gratitude. Thanks so much. Thanksgiving tomorrow, we'll be live at Ralph Engelstad Arena in Grand Forks. It's one of the things I'm thankful for. I told you that last year when we went up there. So, and plenty more. And I'll talk about some more tomorrow on the program. Friday on the program, we have Jared Mason from the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. Check it out, folks. Medora.com. Get your tickets. This is going to be epic. Make a deal of it. You know, hey, who haven't you seen in a while? We're going to invite you out. We're going to go out. We're going to do this. You know, family, get together, something. Just do it. You'll really enjoy it. So we'll talk a little bit about that on Friday. Monday, Lynn Helms will be here to talk about the latest numbers on oil and gas production and this new flaring rule put out by the Industrial Commission yesterday, which is really the start of, I think, some reforms. The first one was yesterday, a variance, if in fact you as a company have an arrangement with a gas processing facility that is under construction or pipes that are under construction. See, in other words, you're intending to do this, you just don't have the infrastructure to you, it's not operating yet. You get a variance on the rule. And then they're going to revisit, I guess, after some more data gathering, the information related to where the limit is, you know, and whether that ought to be changed. Here's something I don't like about government. And I think actually North Dakota does this much better than most governments, but it's still government, whether that be state, you know, county or city. You really can't say today what will be a good target in 4 years. Because you have no idea what is the price of oil, what is the investment going to be, in other words, there's so many dynamics that change that. And unfortunately, what a lot of politicians like to do is to say, okay, we checked that box, we told them how it's going to be, and now let's go on to the next thing, without any sense of how the real world works. You know, I mean, things change all the time. Starbucks coffee is a big deal one day, and the next day it's, you know, somebody different. McDonald's thinks they're king, and all of a sudden Sonic knocks them off. You know, I mean, it happens all the time. All the time. So you just got to, you know, be a little more flexible, I think. And I think they're finding that out. And I think, to their credit, they're revisiting the rule. Because, as I always say about flaring, people say, oh, I can't believe all that flaring. That's terrible. Nobody likes flaring. But ask yourself this. Where you see a flare, there's two things coming out of the ground. One of them, consider a $100 bill. It's a $100 bill flying out of the ground in one part of that well. On the other part of the well is $1 bills. I'm catching the hundreds, but I can't catch the hundreds, the ones yet, because the infrastructure isn't there. I can't, you know, get it there to build enough processing plants, build enough pipeline to get it. I can't pull it up. So I'm not about to put my foot on the well where $100 bills are popping out, as well as the one, unless I'm a complete and total imbecile. But see, this is again how government thinks. The New York Times writes an article, flaring bad. Oh, we got to fix this. We got to do this. Now, to be fair to government, if there were no rules, would you ever care about the $1 bills? I don't know. People have found a business opportunity in it, so a lot probably would, but you maybe go a little faster with the rules. So there's got to be rules. I'm not there. It's just that it's amazing to me the difference between how the private sector thinks and how government thinks. And liberals think everybody in government is good and everybody in private sector is bad, which is crazy. No private sector, no capitalism, no innovation like we have. So it's very important. And it's going to be fun to have somebody in the United States Senate who thinks like that, too. We know that from his previous votes and actions and work in the United States House over the last 6 years, and soon he will be a United States Senator. And he is here to take your calls, questions, and comments on any and all topics today on What's on Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer, Senator-elect Kevin Cramer. Welcome back, Kevin.
It's good to be back, as always, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. If I don't get a chance to say it, it's one of my favorite weeks of the year, Thanksgiving.
Do you get an actual holiday?
Oh, I do. I look forward to it. Yeah, we're doing a bit of a family potluck. My son-in-law is baking the turkey, and we're making potatoes and dessert. And my other daughter and her husband are making the scalped corn, and I don't know what all the duties are that are divvied out. I think my main job is to play with grandbabies, so I'm going to see if I can handle it.
That's kind of nice when you have the son-in-laws, let them do all the work. Although you did chuckle when you said one of them was going to be doing the turkey. Is that Nick or who?
No, that's actually Kale. Kale is he's already prepared it. He's got a smoker. And he's already started the process a couple of days ago. So I chuckle just because it amuses me greatly that everybody gets involved and everyone has a duty that they like and are good at. And every now and then they experiment a little. That's what causes me to chuckle. But it's going to be great. It's just going to be great. We could order in from, an Italian restaurant for all I care. I just like hanging out with those grandbabies of mine, and of course we have the new one, Willa, who's nearly 8 pounds now, so it's really fun.
Now that sounds fantastic, and by the way, I know we don't always get the time to talk about this because it happens, it just becomes a regular thing unless you're a family member, but the military academy's announcements is out, and I think this is such a neat process and how you interview them all, one-on-one, and I think yours came out yesterday or the day before, and Senator Hovind's are out now today as well, so it's just, that's a neat thing, isn't it?
To me, Scotty, it's one of the most enjoyable parts of the job, and it's important because we get a lot of quality candidates. No big surprise, obviously. Slouches don't try to get into the military academies, and if they do, they don't get there. And it's a rigorous process. The two Senate offices of mine work together on it. We actually sponsor a couple of nights during the course of the school year where we have a process for people just come and gather information, learn more about it, parents and students. And so we try to keep them well informed in advance of their application process. Then they do their application, and it's rigorous. And each of the offices has a committee assigned to it, and they compare notes and do a scoring process after they interview the candidates that I get the privilege of calling them, sort of the top ones, and informing them of my decision and our decisions to offer nominations. And it's pretty special. But what I like, Scott, I think it's important for people to know because we really become, it's important to me anyway, that we become part of their accountability family, if you will, once they go to the academy. So if we have students at West Point and the Air Force Academy and the Naval Academy and Merchant Marine. So what we do is we stay in real close touch with the cadets, and we ask them to provide us with updates and pictures. And every now and then you'll see in my Monday newsletter, for those that sign up for that, it comes in the inbox on Monday mornings. We'll have a little picture and an update of something that's going on in one of their lives, and whether it's in class or their first solo flight or, whatever the case might be. And what that does for me anyway is it keeps me in touch with them, but it also, I think, like I said earlier, it becomes part of the accountability structure that they know that while they've earned this prestigious appointment from an academy at the request or at the recommendation of their congressman or their senator, we kind of keep them in touch with all of my constituents anyway, so that they feel that people have their backs, that people are holding them up and praying them up, but at the same time are holding them accountable. And I think it's pretty cool. It's a pretty neat relationship.
That is, that's really neat. And think of the lifelong impact of, that opportunity for those individuals. That's the thing that's really pretty amazing when you think about what they're going to do, what they're going to become, how they're going to defend us and also go on to do great things. So it's
well, that's it. You know, they're going to be officers. They're going to come out officers. They're the best in their class in North Dakota, and some of them may be the best in their class in the academies. But the other thing, and the reason I like to make sort of a big deal about Scott, why I like to highlight them in our newsletter and whatnot as they go through, you know, progress through their education at the academies, is it also hopefully inspires more young people, because it's the kind of thing that can be pretty intimidating, and there are a lot of people that maybe aren't even aware of it. But by doing this, we hopefully inspire other young people to do it. We grow our numbers of applicants, which, of course, you know, the bigger the pool, the better the pool in most cases. And also, their school counselors, guidance counselors, the principals and superintendents at the various schools throughout North Dakota are, you know, made more aware of it all. And I think it's good for everybody all the way around.
All right, Chris, on the road is a question. We'll get to you when we come back. Your questions are certainly welcome. 701-258-0550. Text Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054. For Congressman Kevin Cramer, we'll continue.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. This harvest season, North Dakota soybean farmers will be storing their soybeans, which can bring challenges. NDSU Extension Agriculture Engineer Dr. Ken Hellevang recommends soybeans be harvested at 11 to 13% moisture to limit cracks in the seed coat and cooled with aeration to maintain their quality. Dr. Hellevang recommends avoiding temporary or emergency storage and consider selling other grains to free up on-farm storage for soybeans. All storage options need to prevent moisture intrusion and permit cooling the grain with aeration. To store in bags, soybeans also need to be between 11 to 13% moisture. Select an elevated location and run bags north-south to achieve uniform temperature. Grain piles must have cover and aeration. A 1-inch rain will result in huge losses. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We talk to North Dakota farmers, like Michael Howell from Castleton. How much North Dakota corn goes to ethanol?
Well, the guys that are growing corn in our area, it can get as much as 50, 60%. Again, they like having that extra market. Castleton's a growing community. Tharaldson Ethanol Plant is one of the largest taxpayers in Cass County. And then you've got the city tax, too, there for Castleton. It's helped build brand new schools, increased home development throughout the town.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and they benefit small town North Dakota.
It's just a really good economic multiplier for these rural communities, and not just Castleton. Of the four other ethanol plants, they're all located in small towns. Those towns and communities are feeling the increased tax revenue from having those industries.
Keep listening for more conversations with North Dakota farmers about ethanol and agriculture. They're one. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Probably drunk.
You're going the wrong way!
What?
You're going the wrong way!
He said we're going the wrong way!
Oh, he's drunk! How do you know where we're going?
moments before they darn near meet the front end of a, you know, Peterbilt. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. How would he know where we're going?
Oh, I love that line. There are so many. There's about 10. I love that best line ever in that movie moments because they're all so darn good. My gosh. All right, we're having a little fun with planes, trains, and automobiles. Watch it. It's good Thanksgiving viewing. It is a classic. So what did I need to tell you? Oh, I wanted to tell you about the 16th of January. That is the date that I've selected for the CPR AED first aid training from the North Dakota Safety Council. Because you've heard me talk about how important this is. And, you know, tomorrow at Thanksgiving tables around the country, there will be incidents in need of medical care. And sometimes you can't wait for the ambulance. This is life-saving. This is about being there for your family, about being there for your coworkers. So 80% of this stuff happens in the home, you know, not at the mall, not at the workplace. So this is important. NDSC.org. If you go there, you'll find the training link right at the top, and you can find a whole list of dates that might work for you on not just this kind of training, but all kinds of training as well. And, of course, our friends at the WSI, Workforce Safety and Insurance in North Dakota, have all kinds of programs as well that you can find out more about at WorkforceSafety.com. So check those out, NDSC.org, WorkforceSafety.com. Okay, back with Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall today. If you have a question and or a comment, it is welcome for Congressman Cramer. Chris is on the road. Go ahead, Chris. You're on What's on Your Mind.
I want to start by wishing everybody a happy Thanksgiving. My question is, maybe you can ask it, I don't want to guess, but in the future, does the hyperbaric chamber fall under the Right to Try Act that President Trump signed back in May? And for the suggestion, is there any chance we'll get hyperbaric chamber installed on Capitol Hill, probably closer to the left side of the aisle? I think it might be beneficial to the new House Majority Leaders.
I appreciate the suggestion, the question, and the demeanor, because it's a very serious question, and I don't know the answer to the first part. Does it fall under Right to Try? And I will tell you this much: I'm going to find out if it does or if it would. And it's a great suggestion, a great thought.
This really bugs me. We're live today at the Healing with Hyperbarics Clinic, the new clinic in Fargo that is here. Dr. Daphne Denham came from Chicago, where she had a successful clinic, and has opened this up with the help of Gary Tharaldson, who too has seen just a need to help vets. As you know, you put him with President Trump to say, let's do this. But when was the first congressional hearing on hyperbaric oxygen treatment and how it can help with PTSD and TBI and everything else? Was it 20 years ago? Was it 30 years ago? This is not a new technology, yet nothing happens. What is the deal?
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. I can tell you this much, Scotty. I think you have to have an open mind to all kinds of treatments. And everything that I've seen and read, this works. And it works to varying degrees on different people, but it works. And I've been a strong proponent of it with the VA, as you know, and I think as Gary knows and others that are advocates. But I don't know what the resistance is. I mean, I can imagine what some of the resistance might be from medicine and from pharmaceuticals and whatnot, but you know, it seems to be catching on a little more, Scotty. It seems to be gaining mainstream attention and mainstream credibility. Like I said, I'm not just a proponent of it. I don't see why we have anything to lose by encouraging more use of it and doing more pilot projects, if that's what you would want to call them, whether it's with the VA or other, you know, private clinics. And I'm delighted with what's going on in Fargo and what Gary's doing. He's clearly doing it out of pure compassion. And it's funny, I was just reading about it yesterday again. I pulled out some of the stuff that I've been given, as you know, people that have been activists. I just pulled it out yesterday. I was in my office, my house office, going through things, trying to determine what, you know, how to file things and how to store things as they make the transition, what I would want to keep and whatnot, how to archive things. And I was just reading about it again, just yesterday, particularly as it relates to the healing of the brain. And I also, you should know, and Gary certainly knows this, but when Joni Ernst, Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa, was in Fargo with me for the day, we were doing some campaign stuff. We went out, of course, with Haroldson Ethanol and did an ethanol and corn growers roundtable, but then spent some downtime with Gary specifically because Joni is also a big proponent. Joni is on the Armed Services Committee, as you probably know, and I think she might be on the Veterans Committee as well, the VA Committee, and, of course, she's a combat veteran. And so she's a believer and an advocate. She's been a strong advocate with the VA and right up to the secretary. So, I look forward to working with Joni on this very topic. I didn't know that that's where you guys were broadcasting from today, Scott, but I think it's great. I think we need to do a lot more to raise the awareness of this incredible treatment.
I'm on my thankful tour. Today it's for hyperbaric oxygen being here and available to folks. So tomorrow it's Engelstad Arena for hockey. See, this is my little thankful tour. But
you cut a very broad swath.
Exactly. And I think that's what the liberals call, cultured, right? Yeah, I'm very cultured. And, I've seen it. And you have too. I mean, Rusty Orr is the guy the only reason I even know about hyperbaric oxygen. And I just see a guy that said, you know what? I want to get an age waiver so I can get into the military and serve the military. Sets aside his business and his family, goes there in Iraq, bomb injury. The VA pumps him full of meds, turns him into a vegetable. And but for hyperbaric oxygen, he would be basically in a nursing home somewhere. And instead, he's on your veteran advisory board as a gem of a guy. You know, I mean, it's more needs to be done. I will tell you that Pat Trainer and their crew at Dakota Medical Foundation are doing work now on concussion specifically to show where it does some incredible things. And I think Pat would tell you that their hope at the end of that is for the medical community to have irrefutable evidence of how this is making a difference, which, you know, if the industry or, you know, supporters do a better job of just saying, here's how it worked for me, then it'll almost be impossible to stop it any further, won't it?
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. For some reason, and I understand the importance of trials, and I understand the importance of pilot programs and data and all of that, but at the same time, like you said, this isn't a brand new thing. It's just, it's been a slow process of bringing awareness to mainstream medicine, and there seems to me to be plenty of evidence now for, at the very least, and to the caller's direct point, should it become part of, right to try, even if it's not, doesn't have the whatever credentials are required by the FDA or VA or what?
I don't remember on right to try. Right to try just saying they can't stop you from doing it, but does an insurance company have to pay for it?
That's part of the problem. Right. The right to try doesn't, it's more aimed at pharmaceuticals, of course, treatments, but.
Yeah, interesting. All right, more with Congressman Kevin Cramer. The Talk Radio Town Hall continues after this. Your call's welcome.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We're taking a look around the showroom. Of course, the saunas, of course, the hot tubs, but a whole lot of fun in these game tables, too, right?
Yeah, it's a great holiday gift, but it's also a great thing to add to your family throughout the year. And we have everything. We have billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, air hockey, foosball, table tennis. We just brought in a container of video games, the arcade classics, where they have up to 60 games in one. Just great, great holiday gifts. We're doing combo packaging to make it easy to get a family Christmas present this year.
Your favorite team can go right on either the shuffleboard or the pool table as well. It's a great way to go. And if you didn't do so well on a deer this year, you got the big bucks right there. You get the big buck, do it on the video game. If you didn't get one in real life, get one there. We're with Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too. Come on in, check out the game tables. They have them. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake too. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Despite criticism from Democrats and some Republicans about his stand on Saudi Arabia, President Trump is praising the kingdom this morning, tweeting, quote, oil prices getting lower, great, like a big tax cut for America and the world. He adds, enjoy, thank you to Saudi Arabia. Yesterday, the president said the U.S. remains a steadfast ally of Saudi Arabia, despite the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
I've lived in Malibu for 35 years, and I see
It seems like it always happens this way. The fires and then the floods.
Malibu resident and reality star Brody Jenner there, as heavy rains are starting to affect northern and southern California. In the south, the Woolsey Fire burn zone could see some serious mudslides. To the north, 81 people are now confirmed dead from the campfire. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I'm telling you, my dogs are barking today.
Okay, that's my favorite line. No question about it. Have you spent a lot of time on an airplane going back and forth between North Carolina and D.C.? Have you ever had somebody take their shoes off next to you on the plane?
Oh, have I ever. And it just about gags me. my gosh.
I never have. I think maybe a kid one time.
Haven't. Oh, you just aren't paying enough attention.
I just don't think I'm going to blame as much as you are.
I'm going to fly with you, Scott. I'm going to do that just out of spite now.
Oh, my dogs are barking. By the way, I say that around the kids and they groan. You know, they're just like, get away from me. They don't think it's funny, but I think it's one of the greatest lines ever, and it's from one of the great Thanksgiving movies. Okay, more with Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall, brought to you today by our friends at Pucklatch, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Do I have a deal for you? Crew cab, Ford F-150, winter ready. It's a 2017, less than 20,000 miles on it, 19265 to be exact. And is it sharp? Fire engine red. Oh, nothing like a red pickup. Bluetooth, heated seats, backup camera, great sound system. Has the Apple CarPlay deal in it. 5-liter engine, so that'll run forever. And you get some great mileage, too. And it's on the lot right now at $35,500. That's a heck of a deal off a new price. Wow. But if you tell them you heard about it right here on the radio, take another $500 off. Pucklatch, ValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom, 721 West Main, Valley City. Great deals at the Bismarck Shop, too. Check them out, Pucklatch.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I have a message from a listener. Kevin, may your Thanksgiving be filled with family and lots of fun with grandkids. Definitely the best of all. So,
amen. Yeah, thank you. I agree.
A little text message for you. I want to ask you about a couple of things that I've been following in the news, and I'm sure folks are interested in hearing a little bit about. And one is John Thune, who is the new leader, of course, from South Dakota. Not the new leader, but assistant leader. I mean, he's moving up that chain. Is he the heir apparent to McConnell?
Well, it's an interesting question because you're right. John Thune from South Dakota, who, by the way, John and I have been friends for a long time. We were both executive directors of our respective state Republican parties in the 1992 election cycle. If you can imagine, so he and I have compared notes over the years and over the decades quite a while. Of course, John is a bit of a giant killer. You might recall that he was in the House and then ran against Tim Johnson and barely lost, but 2 years later ran against, of course, the Senate Majority Leader, Tom Daschle, and won, and he's been in the Senate ever since. He's been slowly moving up the ranks, you're exactly right, and he was elected whip, and I participated in that election, of course, because, it's part of the next Congress, the Senate and the next Congress, and he was elected unanimously. No one ran against him. So he's the number two person to McConnell. To your point, though, is he the heir apparent? I certainly wouldn't presume that, and I'm sure John that doesn't either, because the leadership positions are term limited other than the majority leader himself. So the whip, the policy chairman of the policy committee, the assistant whip, conference chairman, which is what John was. John was conference chairman, which is the third position. And John Cornyn was the whip, John Cornyn of Texas. But after his 6 years, then he has to step down. And since the majority leader was running for re-election, again, unopposed, and rightfully so, I might add, there was no place for John Cornyn to move up to. And so John is up for re-election. John Cornyn is up for re-election here in 2020. So I just say all that just because some of these openings occur as a result of term limits, not necessarily because there's not somebody else that might be interested in majority leader position. And again, I don't know what Mitch McConnell's plans are in the future. I don't know what John Cornyn's are or John Thune's for that matter. But it's not sort of an automatic ascension, Scott. But there's no question John Thune's positioned himself well.
And can you arm twist somebody in the Senate? I mean, I know the whip's job is obviously to actually right. count votes or know where people are at. Yeah. But I mean, are you? Is it more of a collegial, man to man kind of? Let me tell you why I think you ought to be with us kind of deal, or is there arm twisting going on?
Well, persuasion comes in lots of forms, and certainly some of it's arm twisting, but I would say the whip's the job in the United States Senate. Well, both in the House and the Senate, it's a very, very difficult challenge, a very difficult job. Now, it'll be easier with a 53-47 majority than it was, say, in a 50-49 majority like we've had recently. And we went from 52-51 as a result of Alabama, and then we went from 51-50 as a result of John McCain being unable to participate through the last several months of his life. And so, having a little cushion makes life a lot easier for the whip. No question about that, no doubt about it. But arm twisting is part of it. But I would submit, based on your question, your instincts are right. There's a more genteel persuasion that's required in the Senate because of the power that any one senator has to obstruct legislation.
I would guess most listeners, in this audience would not be a big fan of Mitch McConnell. Maybe some tepid respect for the fact, judges and some things get done, but would see him more as a creature of the swamp. He's the new leader. What do you think of Mitch McConnell?
Well, I've certainly grown my respect for him and the Kavanaugh situation. If you didn't have respect for him prior, you certainly ought to have respect for what he pulled off with getting Judge Kavanaugh across the finish line and make him Justice Kavanaugh. But before we even consider that, we have to consider the fact that Neil Gorsuch was the first Trump appointee to become member of the United States Supreme Court. That was no small matter for the leader. But even before that, you have to remember that Barack Obama, after the death of Antonin Scalia, had nominated Judge Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. And but for Mitch McConnell and both his steel resolve and his great understanding of the rules of the Senate and how the Senate works, prevented Garrick Marlin from not only becoming a Supreme Court justice, but preventing him from even having a hearing. And that's what left the Scalia seat open for when we did become the majority, and we both had the majority in the Senate and the presidency, for Donald Trump to appoint Neil Gorsuch. It cannot be overstated what Mitch McConnell has pulled off in the courts. He also has the record now for having the most appellate court justices confirmed or judges confirmed in the history of the country in a single year, in the president's first year. In fact, when I congratulated the president on that in January of this year, he said, you have to thank Mitch for that. That's the kind of respect that the president has now for Mitch McConnell. But that I understand people's frustration with him as a, quote, creature of the swamp, but I also think you have to look at the hand that he's dealt and realize that with a one-member, two-member, even three-member majority, his ability to maneuver that to the, you know, to the benefit of this country, particularly in the first 2 years of the Trump administration, would be hard to overstate. He also, by the way, holds the record in the United States Senate for having been the leader of one of the caucuses longer than anybody else. He passed Bob Dole's record earlier this year. So clearly, Mitch McConnell, has learned a thing or two and has been able to pull off some pretty big things.
Texter says McConnell's a gutless turtle. I'm surprised it took that long, but that just came in right now. And again, there is a level of disdain. I don't think that's a majority, but I think that's a loud minority of the conservative movement. But I also think even above that, in the more traditional, a cautious sort of, I just don't know. But I do think you're right to say, well, let's look at some results, right? There's no doubt about that. And I think once you are a senator and some time as a senator, you're going to be able to find out, how much of that is part of the system or a particular leader or, as it should be, right?
Well, I think it's a combination of those things because there's definitely some changes that need to take place, in my view. And one of the major changes, and I think one of the areas that we can make some real change in, is this 30-hour debate rule. So a lot of people go right to the 60-vote rule, right? Well, remember, Mitch McConnell changed that for Supreme Court nominations, and that's what allowed Neil Gorsuch and now Brett Kavanaugh to become Supreme Court justices. And again, you talk about generational historical changes for this country. Those are, and there's, there may very well be another one before Donald Trump's first term is up. And that, I think you have to give complete credit, full credit to Mitch McConnell for changing the rules and allowing those to pass with a simple 50-member majority. But the 60-vote rule on everything else certainly is an area for discussion, particularly, I think, for appropriations. I think it makes it very difficult to get some things done. It leads to gridlock, not just bipartisanship, but bipartisan gridlock.
How different is your position as a U.S. senator versus a congressman in the way of influence that will benefit North Dakota?
Well, you just do the math. There are 435 members of Congress, or the House, and there are 100 members of the Senate. So you've got, one vote in the Senate is worth 4.35 votes in the House. So without doing anything else, you have that. But when you consider that every state has two, as opposed to, say, California having 53 and Texas having 36 and so on, obviously, for your state has the same amount of, same power, if you will, of influence as every other state, as the state of California, for example. So clearly you have that. But then the rules themselves of the Senate give you so much because one senator can prevent, of course, a unanimous consent vote. One senator can force a 30 hours of debate. One senator, closely divided Senate, of course, has all kinds of power to obstruct. We saw that in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Every senator got some favor in order to get their vote because we needed every vote, including Susan Collins, to pass the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. So you just have so much more power. Now, I will say this, Scott. It's the power part that bothers me a fair bit. The thing I like about the House, even as the only member from a state, from an entire state out of 435, you have to use the art of persuasion much, much more carefully in the House. You have to collect political capital and then spend it judiciously on the things that matter the most. And that's harder when you have to convince 217 of your closest friends you have a good idea.
One more segment to go, ladies and gentlemen, with Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're going to talk a little bit about the Mexico-Canada trade deal. Get that passed. 88% of North Dakota products go to one of those two places, so it's important. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093. 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Wind Rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a Comfort Ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Wind Rower from New Holland.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I also listen too much. I could be a cold-hearted cynic like you. But I don't like to hurt people's feelings. Well, you think what you want about me. I'm not changing. I like me. My wife likes me. My customers like me. Because I'm the real article. What you see is what you get.
Todd Mitchell!
Oh, sorry, I couldn't resist.
No, that was beautiful.
That, I will admit to tearing up during that particular one. Yeah. That was a good little segment there, because they're fighting like dogs the whole movie. Oh my gosh. So good. We are America's.
I really have to watch it tonight. I think.
Yeah, I know. I can't now. Now I have to. It's absolutely on the list. America's second largest producer of oil is North Dakota. Is that great or what? And of course, our abundance is America's strength. And you can find out more about that at energyofnorthdakota.com. Some events coming up in 2019 that you may want to be a part of with the North Dakota Petroleum Council, so check that out. Okay, we're back on What's On Your Mind, the final segment with Congressman Kevin Cramer. I'm going to go lightning round here into a number of issues. A few emails on Ivanka's emails, I guess text about her emails, and this has been in the news. And Trey Gowdy said, we'd like to take a look at them and everything else. What is the deal with emails and government? I mean, what do you have to do that I don't have to do as someone in the private sector?
Well, first of all, the legislature, Congress itself, is exempt from a lot of stuff that the executive branch is not exempt from, because the founders put that right in the Constitution, and that is correspondence among legislators is exempt from public view. That said, you don't want classified information on a private server, private email. We all have our own emails. We all have private emails in life. We didn't come into government without an email, so including me. And so people sometimes will send me stuff that should be official, but they don't have an official email. They have a personal one. So I just forward it on. That's the thing to do, is not to do business on your private or your personal email, government business on it. But if somebody initiates contact with you that way, obviously you don't just ignore it. You forward it on. That's what I've always done. I don't know the whole Ivanka story. It seems like if you lived through the 2016 campaign, you know that private email is a problem. But she's also not been uncooperative. She clearly doesn't have this private email. She didn't set it up after she took office, took up residency in the White House or an office in the White House working for the president, and to hide things from the public view or from scrutiny, very different than, for example, what Hillary Clinton did. So I think Trey's appropriate to ask for it. I suspect she'll have no problem getting it. Maybe he's already gotten it, and I'm sure when they look at it, they'll go, "This is a nothing burger," and try to use the official email as much as you can, if not always.
Bob in Grand Forks, question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead quickly.
Hi, Senator-elect. I'm very thankful that you're going to be coming into the Senate and representing North Dakota. Quick question. You're going to be leaving the House. What is the status on the waters of the U.S.? It just scares the heck out of me as a farmer, and I just have the worst ideas that if the wrong people get in power again, that this thing is going to come back and bite us.
Yeah. Sure. So Waters of the U.S. has been, of course, redone by the administration, and the administration's, I don't know the exact status of it now. A lot of it, of course, gets hung up in litigation. The new administration's definition of Waters of the U.S. is in sync with Antonin Scalia's definition of Waters of the U.S., which is my definition of Waters of the U.S., which is legislation that I've helped introduce, and that is now a part of the farm bill, the House farm bill that is being negotiated with the Senate, and whether or not we can repeal the Waters of the U.S. definition of last administration and legislation is doubtful, because Senate Democrats aren't going to probably allow that in the final farm bill. So the House continues to try to do it. It clearly won't get done under a Pelosi speakership. So likely we need to continue the litigation, which, by the way, has always come out favorably for us. And for private landowners with the Supreme Court makeup, but they'll always go after it as long as we don't make a permanent loss somehow. So we'll get to stay in the fight.
We have a minute left. I want to get an update on the new NAFTA getting passed, because obviously that's important, but also the Farm Bill.
Yeah. So I think the Farm Bill is on track. The negotiators have been working. I've had the opportunity to spend a lot of time both with Pat Roberts, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, and Mike Conway, chairman of the House Ag Committee, because I've got one foot in each camp these days. And I think they're coming along in terms of negotiating something that I hope we'll get something done this year. It'll either be standalone, or maybe it becomes part of the Carson Report, becomes part of the year-end spending bill. We don't know, but I'm very hopeful.
and trade on the NAFTA?
There's a movement. Yeah, there's a movement right now among some Senate Republicans that are going to try. They'd like to see if we can't get a legislative vote or congressional vote on the deal this year. Whether or not that can happen will depend a lot on whether we have the political muscle to both pass it and that the White House and the negotiators have the opportunity and the time to write the final rules, because you can't vote on it. It just gets the cart ahead of the horse a little bit. But if not, it'll come up next year. There'll be a lot of wrangling, but I think Democrats ought to be supportive of it as well as Republicans. There's good things for labor in there as well as for business.
Last question from a texter quickly. Ask him if he got a call from Heidi yet. LOL.
I haven't heard from her yet, no, but I'm not worried about it.
All right, we got the answer. God bless you. Have a great Thanksgiving to the Kramer family and all of you. See you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.